A man will appear in Christchurch District Court today following an online threat to blow up two mosques on the second anniversary of the Christchurch attacks. The Lynwood Islamic Centre and the El Noor Mosque were the two sites of the 2019 attack where 51 people were massacred. Both mosques were searched after a member of the public warned police about the threat, which was posted on the 4chan website. It is not known if anything was found. Yesterday evening, police arrested two people in Christchurch. One was released, but the other, a 27-year-old man, will appear in the Christchurch District Court today, charged with threatening to kill. At a news conference last night, Canterbury District Commander John Price said the threat was credible and the investigation will likely result in further charges.
I just want to reinforce that we take these matters extremely seriously, and we're also working very closely with our Muslim community. Any threat made on our community and our people is a threat on our society and will not be tolerated.
He said even the act of making a threat warrants police action.
Any messages of hate or people wanting to cause harm in our community, they will be held to account. Our inquiries into this matter are ongoing, and as a result, we're not in a position to provide further detail on the nature of the threat.
Now, the arrests come less than 2 weeks out from the second anniversary of the attack where 51 people were massacred at the two mosques. The police have declined to appear on Morning Report. Our reporter, Conan Young, is outside the home of a person arrested in St Albans in Christchurch and joins us now. Good morning, Conan.
Good morning.
What's the scene there this morning?
Well, yesterday there was a police car parked outside this home, but today no police car. I was actually able to wander into the house. It's two units, and the people at the back unit were home. They told me, they didn't want to be named, but they said they came home last night and found out the news. They said they'd had a terrible night's sleep and they were really worried. They said they hadn't been spoken to by the police. So what they know is sort of what they've seen so far in the media. But what we do know is that last night, this is one of two homes that were searched by police, including the Armed Defenders Squad. And police are not saying what, if anything, was taken away from these homes at this stage. And like you said in the introduction, the 27-year-old man who we understand lives at this home, he will be appearing in court this morning, charged with threatening to kill. The police say other charges are possible, and District Commander John Price last night said that they may be along the lines of hate crime charges.
Any sign of increased security at the mosques?
Look, no, there weren't. There wasn't when I was at El Noor Mosque, at least this morning. No sign of the police. In fact, I was able to walk into the mosque and ask if anybody wanted to comment, and nobody wanted to say anything at that stage. Interesting comment yesterday from John Price at a media stand-up. He said that the police didn't want to unnecessarily raise fears amongst the Muslim community or anybody else. So I'm not sure if that's why they've decided not to, you know, go all out with some police carrying guns and that sort of thing. He said last night that, you know, that was obviously the intention of these threats, and the police were not going to respond in that way.
And what do we know about where this threat was posted on the 4chan website? That is, tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, look, so just to be clear, the police have mentioned that the threats were made on the 4chan website. However, they haven't gone into any details around what the threats involved. However, we do have a cached version of a chat that did happen on the 4chan website on Sunday evening. And in this conversation, an individual anonymously made threats against the El Noor and Lynwood mosques and said they were going to use car bombs to attack those mosques. And they did put up a picture of the March 15 terrorist as well. There was a conversation that happened between that person and other anonymous people on the website, one person urging them not to do anything radical. And so, that's what we know at this stage.
Conan Young, thank you very much for that update.